Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. And today's topic on Witness Wednesday is witnessing during the holiday season. Yes, the holiday season is upon us, and it does create opportunities for us to bear witness of Jesus. In fact, the word holidays we know as being those holy days. But unfortunately, in our culture, Christmas, this wonderful holy day we have, has been rather secularized. And we can really lose heart and lose track of the opportunity we have in this holiday, this holy day, for bearing witness of Jesus. So despite all the secularization of Christmas, now being called winter holiday by many, there's this emphasis on Santa instead of Jesus. Despite all that, it's still Christmas. So we can witness Jesus by amplifying the elements of Christmas that are still present in our culture. We hear it in the hymns, the Christmas carols. We see it in the name itself, Christmas. It's still there. It's still being used. We see it in a lot of different ways, the season of joy, the season of peace. Those things are still elements of Christmas that we can use to bear witness of Jesus. And one thing to remember as we go about amplifying these elements of Christmas that are still present in our culture is that we bear witness in the context of our everyday lives. We don't have to go out and do extraordinary things just because it's Christmas. There are people in our lives who don't know what Christmas is all about. People in our workplaces, people in our neighborhoods, people even in our families. And we have the opportunity of sharing that good news, the good news, the only good news that there is that came to us at Christmas. Christmas is also a time of year that really increases the span of our relationships. Christmas is a time for family gatherings, so there are people in our family that we may not see very often, and we do get to see them at Christmas time, and there's an opportunity there to bear witness to those family members. Christmas is also a time where we can reconnect with friends, people we haven't seen for a while, maybe haven't seen throughout the whole year. There may be friends who live out of town, who only come back into town to visit relatives during the holidays, and we have the opportunity of reconnecting with them because it's Christmas. We also have social settings with coworkers that are really don't happen during the rest of the year. You know, Christmas parties or holiday parties, as they would call them. Here our coworkers are in a casual environment, a social environment, where some of the rules and restrictions of the workplace may be relaxed a little bit. We can speak of Jesus with our coworkers. As we go about amplifying these elements of Christmas that are still present in our culture, remember to use LASSEE. You know, that acronym that we've talked about on Witness Wednesday, to listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. And so start by listening. You know, what's going on in the person's life? How are the holidays affecting them? Quite often, holidays bring out these hidden tensions in people's lives. They're struggling with how much money they're spending. They're struggling with the relationships they have with people. Tension that comes from relationships that are easy to maintain from a distance, but not so easy to maintain when someone's staying in your home for the holidays. So what's going on? Listen. Listen too, because a lot of times the nostalgia of holidays can create this longing for what's missing in a person's life. As they start to talk about those nostalgic things of remembrances of the way Christmas used to be, you may hear in there that there's something missing and they're touching on it. Maybe they don't even realize that they're touching on it. If you listen carefully, you'll hear it. But after listening and asking, seek that point of connection with the person where you can share the genuine Christmas story. They may be struggling with something in their lives, with the circumstances in their lives, and maybe you don't know the whole story, but you sense that what they're really looking for is peace. Oh, what a beautiful time of year it is to talk to people about peace. Or maybe you hear that they're really troubled by life, that they want their life to be better. They want their life to be filled with joy, but instead it's just problems, and they don't have that joy, and they're looking for joy. You know, what a great touch point for the Christmas story of the joy that comes to us at Christmas. Or maybe they're weighed down by the guilt of sin. You know, that guilt that just gets exasperated when the families gather together, the people who know the ways that they've failed, the ways they've fallen short, or the ways that they've hurt other people. And they just dread Christmas because of having a family around and having to deal with that guilt. And that shame, even those unspoken things inside of a family, they really need someone to take that guilt away. And of course, the Christmas story is just that, isn't it? a Savior is born for those who are weighed down by the guilt of sin. So seek those touch points, seek those entry points into a person's life to share the story of Christmas, that genuine story of Christmas. And when you share, don't rely on slogans. Now, Keep Christ in Christmas may help us feel better about this holiday, but it really isn't much of a witness for those who don't know Christ. That other slogan, it's Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays, is really more of a statement or a protest than it is a witness. Don't throw those slogans out there and think that you're done. I think that you've made an effective witness of Jesus. People don't know what we're talking about when we're using these slogans. It's Christian speak. It's not witnessing. Instead, speak God's word. There are people in your life who have no idea what Christmas is all about. They need someone to share that Christmas story with them. Be ready to explain why Jesus is the reason for the season. Be ready to explain why Jesus had to be born into the world and what it means for the world that Jesus, God in the flesh, has come to live among us. Be ready to explain what Emmanuel means. O come, Emmanuel, the people sing, without even knowing who Emmanuel is or what that word means. God with us. What a powerful, impactful story is in that single word. Emmanuel, God is with us. Yes, be ready to explain why that Jesus is the reason for the season slogan is so important. That is so true. And then invite. Invite, because there's plenty of opportunities during this time of the year to invite people, to invite them to children's pageants that tell the Christmas story, to invite them to choirs singing the favorite Christmas carols that we know, to inviting them to special worship services like candlelight services. People tend to be more open during this time of the year to an invitation to these things because it's about Christmas. It's about the holidays, and it's not normal church as they tend to think about it. However, remember that people also tend to be very busy this time of year. So don't be surprised if while they're open to your invitation, they may be a little reluctant to take it up because they've got so many other things happening in their lives during the holiday season. And that makes the encouraging all the more important, that follow up and follow through. And use the whole Christmas season for encouraging people. That's before, because the world starts Christmas very early, even before Thanksgiving, some even before Halloween. But we have that whole time before December 25th to use. But we also have the Christmas season proper, the 12 days of Christmas that come after the world celebrates the holiday. And even though they sing about it in the 12 days of Christmas, they don't understand that Christmas is a season running from the 25th of December through Epiphany. And you have that chance after Christmas to bear witness of Jesus. In fact, greater opportunities may present themselves after the holidays are over because Christmas tends to leave people pretty unfulfilled, at least the Christmas that we celebrate in our secular culture. So that lack of fulfillment from our secular holiday may create another touch point. You may listen and ask and seek and share, invite, encourage based on how Christmas didn't go for them, how they were left unfulfilled, how it fell short of their expectations. There may have been conflict with family members over the holidays. There may even be remorse and regret instead of peace and joy based on how they chose to spend the holidays and celebrate the holidays. So follow through. Use that whole Christmas season and beyond to continue to share that amazing story of Christ, how God so loved us that he became human flesh to live among us, to live for us, to be our Savior, to bring the peace and joy that we celebrate at Christmas. And of course, we celebrate all the year round. What a great message we have to share, and what a great opportunity we have to witness during the holiday, during the holy day season. May God bless you as you share the good news of Jesus this Christmas and always. Amen.